It's the sixth day of our Vipassana meditation retreat in Sri Lanka, Ramaya. December 30, 1997. Tomorrow, it will be the last day of 1997. Yesterday, I explained to you how Vipassana meditation is different from Samatha meditation as to the benefit of the two types of meditation. And that the benefit of Samatha meditation is just temporary and short-lived. That of Vipassana meditation is long-lasting. Yes, you can gain the benefit of Samatha meditation so long as your mind is well concentrated on a single object of meditation. But when you are disengaged from meditative practice, the mind becomes distracted. Some of the mental defilements that comes into the mind. So you can't enjoy the peace and happiness and calmness or serenity as the benefit of Samatha meditation because your mind concentration is broken. That's why I said the benefit of Samatha meditation is just temporary and short-lived. But when a Samatha meditator wants to attain psychical power or supernormal power, he proceeds with this Samatha meditation based on the four jhanas or the eight stages of a jhana he has attained by means of Samatha meditation. Observing only a single object, the same object, when the concentration becomes deeper and deeper, he makes a resolution. May I attain the psychical power, the supernormal power, abhinya. Then as the concentration is deep enough, he attains the psychical power, a supernormal power he wants to have, such as flying in the sky, walking on the water, creating many things, living things, living beings or non-living things, going through the mountains or the walls. Such supernormal power is attained by Samatha meditation if he proceeds with his Samatha meditation after he has attained the eight stages of jhana concentration. But though he has attained supernormal power, he does not realize the true nature of my body mind process. So he is unable to remove the concept of a personality, individuality, self or soul. Sakaya deity, other deity. So he has the idea of an I or me, mind, a person, a being, a self or soul. Then there may arise any of a mental defilement based on this concept of a person or being self or soul. Then he will suffer a great deal. Vipassana meditator is not like that. The purpose of Vipassana meditation is to attain the cessation of suffering after he has completely abandoned all mental defilement through the right understanding of mental and physical phenomena in their true nature. So his right understanding or realization of mental and physical phenomena in their true nature is never changed, never disappeared. When we recollect his personal experience and meditation, that insight or realization of physical and mental phenomena comes up in his mind. So he had no idea of a person or being self or soul. By experiencing or reflecting upon the impermanent suffering and personal nature of body mind process, which he experienced during his meditative practice. So when he has no idea of a person or being self or soul, there won't arise any mental defilement, because all mental defilements arise dependent on the concept of a person or being self or soul. When there's no concept of a person or being self or soul, there won't arise any mental defilement at all. When the mental defilement has been removed, then there's no suffering. Suffering ceases to exist here. This is the benefit of Vipassana meditation. It's a long-lasting experience. And the time of the Buddha, a young bhikkhu, practiced meditation under the guidance of a senior monk who has attained arahantship. But he didn't take interest in Vipassana meditation. He took interest in Samatha meditation because he knew that samatha meditation enable a meditator to attain deep concentration of the mind and furthermore psychic power or supernormal power. He wanted to attain supernormal power by means of samatha meditation. That's why he was keenly interested in samatha meditation. Because he was keenly interested in samatha meditation, he's a teacher. Though he is a Arahant, taught him how to practice samatha meditation. So the young bhikkhu practices samatha meditation. He strives his best. Concentrating samaya, a single object of meditation, especially on the respiration meditation. Eventually, he attained the four stages of Rupa Jhana and the four stages of Arupa Jhana. Altogether, eight stages of Jhana, which is known as Artha Samapatti. Based on this Jhana, he proceeded with his Samatha meditation. Then he attained supernormal power, which he is very eager to take. When he has attained supernormal power, he very often flying in the sky. Sometimes he walks on the water. Wherever he wanted to go, he did not go any destination on foot. He flew the sky and went to the destination. Then his teacher, the senior monk in Arahant, remind him to be careful about the playing with the jhana. Playing with the jhana means very often the concentrating on single object and attaining supernormal power, and he shows that supernormal power by flying in the sky, walking on the water, walking through the mountain or the world, and so. So his meditation teacher remind him of the danger he may meet by means of his supernormal power. But the young bhikkhu did not obey what his teacher said to him. One day, the teacher called him to go to a village for Armstrong. Then the young bhikkhu said to the senior monk, "Venerable sir, yourself please go ahead, I will follow you." Then the senior monk go to the village on foot. But the young bhikkhu didn't go with his teacher. He stayed behind her in the monastery. After some time, when he thought his teacher may arrive at the near village. Then he flew the sky in the sky and went towards the village. By the power of his supernormal power. There is a pond on the way to village. That pond is full of water. The water is very placid and clear and full of the lotus. A man and a woman from the village came to the pond and bring the water with their earthen pot. When the young bhikkhu flew in the sky and reached over the pond, there were two or three young girls who were singing while they are carrying their pot of water. Then the young bhikkhu heard the sweet sound from these young girls. Then he was very much pleased with the song. He liked it. So he looked down. Then he saw this young lady, young girl, carrying their hot water pot. As soon as he has the pleasure or enjoyment about the song and also look at these young girls, he falls down because he has no jhana concentration at all. It's a supernormal power. Disappeared. If he falls from the sky, but because he knew his supernormal power and his jhana concentration disappeared, he would fall to the ground. So he swayed his body to the bank of the pond. So he fell on the bank of the pond. Because of the force of jhana, even though it has he has no jhana, but he has the force of jhana. He falls on the bed. He didn't break any of his limbs. Then he stand up and went to those young girls. Then here, what I want to say is, though he had attained supernormal power by means of a jhana concentration, he did not realize impermanent suffering and personal nature of a body mind process. So he has not yet removed the concept of I or me, you or he, a person or a being, itself also. So he has the concept of personality, individuality. When he heard the song and when he looked at the girls, he has attachment, had attachment to the song and also to the girl. That attachment is the enemy of jhana, concentration, and also supernormal power. It destroyed the jhana concentration and supernormal power. That's why he fell down to the ground. Why? Because its benefit of samatha meditation, jhana concentration and supernormal power, is a temporary, short-lived. It can't stand the enemy of hindrances such as sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, flurry and worry, and skeptical doubt. So, when he heard the sweet sound and when he saw the girls, it's a concentration, jhana concentration and supernormal power was destroyed by that attachment to the song and the car. He has no power of jhana, no power of supernormal. Then, later on, the young bhikkhu disrobed and got married with one of the girls he met. Then he has to suffer a lot because he had to work hard to support his wife and his children. He has a great deal of suffering. This is the benefit of samatha meditation or jhana concentration and supernormal power. Though he tried hard to regain the jhana concentration and supernormal power, it's very difficult for him to gain it. Why? Because he has a great deal of responsibility for family and a great deal of attachment to his work, to his wife, to his family, and so on. In this way, he cannot get rid of suffering. So, the benefit of samatha meditation is a fragile, unstable, can't stand any enemy such as lobha, dosa, mana, deity, lust, greed, hatred, ignorance, attachment, and so on. But for vipassana meditation, the benefit of vipassana meditation or the peace and happiness of vipassana meditation is attained through realization or right understanding of the true nature of bodhi mind process. So that realization or that partner experience of the true nature never disappears. If a meditator recollects his experience, it comes up in his mind. Then he has insight knowledge as if he is experiencing now this true nature of a mental and physical phenomena. So he has less attachment or no attachment at all when he has a stained of hardship. That peace and happiness that he has attained through realization of a mental and physical phenomena by means of upasana meditation lasts for life or for another existence, even though he cannot attain or has to be in this existence. He may be reborn in this existence. In this existence also, his experience of upasana meditation doesn't disappear. In the time of the Buddha, a young wealthy man, say a young millionaire or billionaire, is fed up with his wealth and his wife and children, child, when he listened to the Buddha's doctrine. So he asked for permission from his wife and from his parents to be ordained a bhikkhu. His parents and his wife did not agree with his ordination, but he did not obey them. He went to the monastery and asked the Buddha to ordain him a bhikkhu. Then he became a bhikkhu. When he became a bhikkhu, he went to forest and practiced meditation as instructed by the Buddha. He tried his best to attain all the four stages of enlightenment. And a month or two, he attained arhantship. Having gone through all stages of inside knowledge and three lower stages of enlightenment, he attained the final stage of enlightenment, arhantship. When he had attained arhantship, he returned to Jetavana monastery. He had to stay in a monastery on the edge of the compound of Jetavana. Though he had attained the arhantship, he did not give up mindfulness meditation. All the time he is mindful of what he is doing. Sometimes when he practices meditation by sitting, or sometimes by walking, all daily activities are observed all the time. One day, he sat under a tree and entered into a plasma party Arhata Plasma Pati. Then, because a concentration was very deep, he can enter into the fruition stage of a Dhamma. That's the cause of Plasmapati. He enjoys peace, calmness. His ex-wife has got the information from some friend that his husband, the monk, has returned to monastery. So he went to the monastery and found out the monk, and he saw the monk sitting on a tree. So she approached to him. Then she requested the monk to disrobe and do his family duties. He repeatedly requested the monk to disrobe, but the monk is not moved, not shaken. He is in a deep concentration, entering into Plasmapati. She requested him a very long time, but no response from the monk. So he was disappointed and went back home. But she did not give up her effort to make this monk disrobe. So she took her child, her baby, and went again to the monastery. Then she reached the monk. The monk is sitting cross-legged position, without opening his eyes. He was in deep concentration, enjoying peacefulness. Then the lady put her baby in the lap of the monk. Then she went away and looked behind a tree. The baby in the lap of the monk, crying over her. But the monk is not moved. He didn't open his eyes. He didn't do anything. He's like a statue. But the baby is crying over again and again. Then, eventually, the lady came and took her baby and went home back. She was hopeless. She could not persuade this monk to disrobe, because he had completely destroying all defilements, beginning with attachment, tanha. So he has no defilement at all. His mind is purified, quite purified. So no one can persuade him to disrobe. He is enjoying peacefulness in the deep state of concentration. This is the benefit of Vipassana meditation. It is ever long-lasting, or say we can say everlasting. In this way, Samatha meditation and Vipassana meditation is a difference as to the benefit of the four types of meditation. The young bhikkhu who took interest in Samatha meditation and attained supernormal power and jhana concentration suffer a great deal, supporting as a family and the parents of a family. This bhikkhu, who is known as Vijita Sangama, his name is Vijita Sangama. Vijita Sangama means one who has attained victory in the battle. Vijita Sangama. He has conquered the battle and know it. He has to fight defilement and suffering. So he is called Vijita Sangama, the one who has the victory and the battle. So this Vijita Sangama bhikkhu has the benefit of Vipassana meditation all the time. If his ex-wife try again to disturb him, to come to him and request it, he won't be moved, he won't be shaking. So the benefit of Vipassana meditation is long-lasting and everlasting. For this bhikkhu who has attained the final stages of enlightenment, brahmanship, eventually passed away. Until he passed away, the benefit of Vipassana meditation is with him. So, realizing the difference between Samatha and Vipassana meditation, you should strive your best. And practice of Vipassana meditation with a view to attaining any of four stages for enlightenment. At least the first stage of enlightenment, Sotta Patti Magga, stream enterer. When you have attained the lowest stage of enlightenment, Sotta Patti Magga, your enlightenment will completely destroy the wrong concept of a person or being, self or soul, Sakaya Deity and the Deity, and the skeptical doubt about the Triple Gems. You won't have any of the skeptical doubt about the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, because you yourself realizes what the Buddha taught us is true through your experience, personal experience. So your faith in the Buddha, your faith in the Dhamma, your faith in the Dhamma, Sangha, is unshakable, unmovable. No one can destroy it. So the faith in Triple Gems is a firm and strong. That's why you have no doubt about the Triple Gems. So you have to exterminate this skeptical doubt about Triple Gems. When you had attained the first, at least the lowest stage or the first stage of enlightenment. So the Pati Magha. And then you don't have the raw idea of Silabhata Pramasa. Silabhata Pramasa here means one can attain the cessation of the suffering, or one can free from the round of a rebirth by means of performing rites and rituals. Without developing Noble Eightfold Path. One who believes in the practice of rites and ritual as a means of the cessation of suffering, as a means of getting rid of samsara. That is called Silabhata Pramasa. Rites and ritual means mere chanting sutra, mere offering some to the Buddha, mere offering light, mere offering flower, mere offering water to the Buddha statue. If you believe you can get rid of samsara, all kinds of suffering, that belief is called Silabhata Pramasa. In the course of your upasana meditation, until you have attained the Sotapatimagga, the first stage of enlightenment, you experience the true nature of body, mind process, the impermanent suffering, impersonal nature of a body, mental phenomena is thoroughly and clearly realized through your personal experience. In this way, you attain one stage of inside knowledge after another, until you have attained Sotapatimagga. So, to attain enlightenment by mere rites and rituals is not useful for salvation or for the cessation of a suffering. But you should, what should you do? You should practice mindfulness and meditation. You should develop the Noble Eightfold Path. Patimagga, the first stage of enlightenment, then the second, the third, and then the final stage of enlightenment can be attained. So you have exterminated that Silabhata Pramasa, the belief in rites and ritual. It's called Silabhata Pramasa. Then, when you have examined the wrong view of a personality, individuality, self or soul, sakaya-thiti, atta-thiti, then you have the less defilement, because you are not attached, you are not take body mind process to be a person or a being. So you have less attachment, you have less dosa, you have less mana, and so on. In this way, you feel more and more peace, and happier and happier. This is the benefit of Upasana meditation. So may all of you rightly understand the value of Upasana meditation. I want to say a few words about Samatha meditation. If you practice Samatha meditation as a base of Vipassana meditation, it's Samatha meditation is conducive to make progress in Vipassana meditation. First of all, you practice Samatha meditation. When you attain some degree of deep concentration, say, such as excess concentration or jhana concentration, when you have attained some degree of deep concentration, you switch your mind to vipassana and observing mental and physical phenomena. Because before you begin to observe mental and physical phenomena, you have already had the deep concentration by means of Samatha meditation. So you are inside knowledge. Your mind is very deeply concentrated and purified from all defilement and hindrances, and then you got Chitta Visuddhi, purification of a mind, as soon as you start to practice Vipassana meditation. Then the Vipassana meditation is very much fruitful in a short time, because the concentration you attain by means of Samatha meditation helps the mind or the insight to penetrate into the true nature of mental physical phenomena. In this way, Samatha meditation, if you rightly use it, is very much useful for you to make progress in your Vipassana meditation. Sometimes when a Vipassana meditator finds it difficult to get deep concentration, and he has a lot of distraction, a lot of thoughts. If he cannot overcome these distractions, dispersing, discussing, he should practice Samatha meditation for some time, say for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days. After he has attained some degree of deep concentration, then he returns to Vipassana, switch on to Vipassana and practice Vipassana meditation. Then his Vipassana meditation will be very much effective. So we have to instruct our meditators sometimes to do metta meditation or to practice Buddha Anusti Bhavana, recollections of the Buddha's attributes. These are Samatha meditation. Metta meditation is also Samatha. Buddha Anusti, recollection of the Buddha's attributes, is also Samatha by means of this Samatha meditation. One can attain some degree of a deep concentration. Then after the chi, one switch on to Vipassana, then that concentration he has attained by means of Samatha meditation will help his mind to concentrate well and penetrate into the true nature of mental and physical phenomena. So may all of you understand training the technique, the benefits and the value of Vipassana meditation. Strive your best to attain any of enlightenment, at least the first stage of enlightenment, and attain the cessation of suffering, Nibbana.